Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Service Hustles versus Product Hustles, Which One Fits You? Now let's dive in. Here's something I've learned from coaching hundreds of entrepreneurs. Most waste months or even years building the wrong type of business for their personality and situation. There are fundamentally two paths in entrepreneurship, service hustles and product hustles, and choosing the wrong one kills motivation faster than anything else. Today, we're going to figure out which one matches your entrepreneurial DNA. Let's start with the speed versus scale trade-off. Service hustles get you paid this month. We're talking consulting, freelancing, done-for-you services. You solve someone's problem directly. They pay you. It's immediate. Product hustles, on the other hand, take months to build, but eventually scale without your constant involvement. Think courses, software, physical products. The question isn't which is better, it's which matches your current financial reality. If you need income now, services are your lifeline. Next, let's do a risk tolerance reality check. Service businesses have predictable revenue streams and proven demand from day one. When someone hires you, you know exactly what you're getting paid. Product businesses require upfront investment with no guaranteed return. You might spend 6 months building something nobody wants. So be honest with yourself. Can you survive 6 to 12 months without income while building? Your answer determines your path. Finally, there's the personality business alignment factor. Do you energize from client interaction and creating custom solutions? Service hustles fit you perfectly. Do you prefer systematic processes and hate repeating the same work over and over? Product hustles are your path. Here's what's interesting. Most successful entrepreneurs actually start with services, then build products from their proven expertise. Let me tell you about Sarah, one of my coaching clients. She started a marketing consultancy, charging $2,000 per month per client. Within 3 months, she had 5 clients and $10,000 in monthly revenue. But she hit a time ceiling. There were only so many hours in her day. Instead of panicking, Sarah got strategic. She systematized her consulting process into a $297 course that now generates $15,000 monthly, mostly passively. The key insight here is that she didn't abandon services. She used service revenue to fund product development and validate demand first. This hybrid approach removed the either-or pressure and created multiple income streams. So here's your actionable takeaway. Right now, list your monthly expenses and multiply by 6. That's your product hustle fund. If you don't have that saved, start with a service hustle in your existing expertise area. Set a specific revenue target from services, then reinvest 30% into building your first product. Your timeline should be this. Aim for your first service client within 30 days, then transition 20% of your time to product development after hitting consistent $3,000 service revenue. The most successful entrepreneurs don't choose between service and product hustles. They use services as the foundation to build scalable products that matter. Your hustle should match where you are today, not where you want to be tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.